call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. A little late because I had an interesting discussion. You know, one of the questions I have in my mind is somebody at a fairly orthodox church, you know, PCA kind of thing, OPC, Southern Baptist, whatever, that actually believes the Bible is true. You have a certain congregation there. Then you have another group that would be probably known by the Joel Osteen type people or the, what's the guy, Nick? Crefro Dollar or something of that nature, and his name is Dollar. I mean, that just what a name. And clearly very materialistic and has this aura of Christ around him, or the Kenneth Copelands or people like that. And it's not the people in the pulpit, but the congregation. And, you know, the question in my mind is, some people have to understand the doctrine. They have to dig deep. Most don't. And I don't think it's whether you're in a congregation has solid theology versus one that has poor theology. It's how well do you love? You know, the fundamental commands of God is to love. And so you got the doctrine right. And don't love, you're toast. I think that that's fairly clear, but, you know, especially as I've seen how, you know, for example, I watched somebody yesterday who is very much King James only, and you can see his focus was that we've got it right and they don't. And I stick to my dogma, my salvation's in my dogma, very similar to my salvation's in my institution. You know, I observe this and I wonder about it because some of the most loving people I know have pretty bad theology. And I do wonder, I do think more likely. Fortunately, I don't have to decide, but my guess is it's more likely I'll see people like that standing before the Lord redeemed than people who say, I've got my doctrine right, and may indeed have their doctrine right, but their heart is cold. And obviously I see this lived out in my own family. But I did get some news today that at least gives me confidence that yes, we don't have we don't have strong cash flow yet, but it seems that reputation is building, so that will help. So I feel stable, not plentiful. But on that. And there probably was a mistake on my part in the process, but there was a notice when I went to make a payment to my wife. And, you know, terms are changing. And so we have to do some changes here. And if you change, it's going to take 5 days before you can make a payment again. So, I mean, dealing with the government, really wonderful. That's why nothing's come this week. What is this? Trust in the state with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge it, and it'll keep a boot stamping on a human face forever. Who put that together? I wonder. But one other thing, part of the reason I was late is, the dialogue on Romans 6 and 7 mostly. But in the process, my friend Chris said that he did end up with a little bit of a flu and has recovered, but his daughter made a comment to him. Hey, Dad, is there something I can get you? When she was leaving to go to the store. He felt cared for. I miss that. I want to take care of my wife when she's not feeling well. I want to take care of her knee. I don't know what her knees are like right now. walk hand in hand with her. Since I can't do that, I'll do a half marathon tomorrow. At least that's the plan. That's all I can do. And out of the grace of the Lord, I can do that. And I know I'm in a minority. You know, one of the comments, thoughts I've had is, and probably it'll probably happen again tomorrow, I'll do probably at least 10 miles before I get to Abundant Living to have a hit the juice bar. And sometimes I get there. I was at a store earlier this week, and it's cold out. How come you're sweating? Because when you walk that this kind of distance, you sweat, even though it's cold out. But the thought I had is I'll probably go to Abundant Living tomorrow after walking at least 10 miles, and I'll be fine because I'll have a couple more miles still to do, and maybe even do the hill that I do to finish off, and I'll be fine. And there are a lot of people my age who will drive to Walmart and get in one of those carts to drive around the store. It's a radical difference in life. But I'd rather do that than have a broken heart. I got strong legs. But I have a broken heart. Dorothy Jane, I love you.